Thanks again for joining us for the Word for Life radio ministry. James Bernard, our new worship pastor, was in the studio with me just sharing some of his testimony. And James, glad to have you back.
Thank you.
You were talking about growing up in a pastor's home and the joy of doing that and the opportunity to come to Christ at an early age while your dad was planting a church. And then later, after he had a heart attack and you were finishing up grad school, you went back and actually worked with him there.
That's correct.
For 3 years in the Atlanta area. And then after he retired, you had the opportunity to help with a replant in Nashville, Tennessee. That's a church that got started, kind of floundered, and just needed to have a kickstart again.
Right.
So went there, found a job working with a music company, and you were actually working in the area of editing choral music for church ministries. And then at the end of the program, we were mentioning that God was a God of change, and we were laughing about that. And then we discovered that that company was bought out by a company from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where it's cold.
Very cold.
And snows. And so they bought your company out and then offered you a job in Milwaukee. Came here, 1st of January, did you say?
Yeah, January 5th.
January 5th, all right. And so began just visiting around. And did you visit several churches?
We did. I had a connection with Brookside because the former music director that was here, Jonathan Albright, was a friend of mine from Bob Jones.
Okay, and okay.
So he was actually on the way out because he was going to be a missionary in Utah.
Yeah.
And so he was on the way out. And then at that time, Brookside was looking for a pastor. So we continued to see if this was God's will for us until Brookside had a pastor. And then once we did, then we joined
right.
the church.
Good, good. But all this time then, you're coming, you're assisting in the music ministry, because once Jonathan left, then a new music pastor came in, was here for a year, and then he left to go work on some more training and teaching, and then they kind of smiled at you, didn't they?
The sinister smile. The sinister smile,
that says, do we have a plan for you? So that meant doing your full-time job and everything else in the area of music.
Right.
Did that for how long?
I did that for 9 months. And that was tough because, you know, I had established relationships within the music publishing world, and that had been for 8 years at that point. And it was ministry also with those folks. And so that was tough. It was tough on me, but it was more importantly tough on the family working those two very intense jobs.
And your children are what ages?
My children are 6 and 3.
Okay. So 5 and 2, probably,
right,
when you were
that's correct.
Starting working the double shift job, so
right,
to speak.
Right.
Okay. And right away, did you know that we were wanting you here on staff? Was that pretty clear?
It seemed to be pretty clear,
okay,
but it was nice to have the trial period.
Nice but hard.
Nice but hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then you really started to seek the Lord's will. Do you want me to stay in business? Do you want me to go in full-time church ministry?
Right. The Lord really convicted me when I was ordained. What Paul spoke to Timothy is, neglect not the gift that was bestowed upon you from the laying on of hands. And the Lord convicted me that I needed to come back into full-time ministry.
Okay.
And that he had orchestrated events by moving the company up here and all these different scenarios to put us in this place. And I knew at that time that this is where God would have us to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The orchestration of events. Interesting term.
You like that, huh?
Yeah.
Good musical
term. From a
term.
Music man. Yeah, that's a great term. Does he do that in the lives of non-music people?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. There's always a lot of moving parts.
No, there's a point.
Yeah.
So as you were then prayerfully considering coming here, were there ever any times of confusion?
There actually was. We had been approached by a church in Georgia to come be the music director.
Now, is that warm Georgia?
Is that warm Georgia. And in fact, it was...
I'm going to get kicked off this ministry if I keep talking like this.
It was actually in my in-law's hometown.
Oh, my.
And they had contacted us before Brookside did, before the other music director had actually resigned, and we went through the process and pursued that ministry, and you would think that that would have been perfect.
Uh-huh.
But we had no peace about that place. And there were actually a couple things that caused us pause.
Okay.
And so we turned it down, and the Lord very clearly said that we needed to be here.
Love to have been a fly on a wall when you told your mother-in-law, no, Mama, we can't come.
Well, my in-laws, fortunately, are very godly people, so good. They understood it.
Good, good. Yeah. I remember when I was planning on starting a church, and I had gone to Florida right out of seminary, and my mom and dad were back in Wisconsin here, and grew up in Rockford, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so I told them I was going to be starting a church. I'd already gone from seminary to a church in Florida, and then I said I'm going to be starting a church. My mother immediately told me that a church was desperately needed in her hometown, you know, is where they were living, of course.
Of course.
And I said, well, no, Mother, I don't feel like that's where the Lord would have me to go. So I just went a couple hours north into South Georgia. So she groans, you know. And then we were praying about going to the mission field. And she said, where? And I said, Australia. Pastor James, it was really quiet on the other end of the phone line.
I bet it was.
Oh, my. She said, how far is that? And I said, it's on the other side of the world, Mother. She said, You know, and I mean, they had given me to the Lord, and they were excited that I was in the Lord's service, but boy, it was just really tough to think we might be going to the other side of the world.
I bet.
And finally, she and my dad never had any questions, you know, it was just my mom, and she mm-hmm. said, well, okay, all right. Now, there was no Skype back then.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure there was email back then, you know. And it was really a tough, tough decision, but she had given me to God. And that's the key thing there.
Right.
You know, your in-laws basically had given Andrea to the Lord.
That's right.
So wherever God wanted her, that was where they wanted her.
Right. It's hard when the grandchildren get involved, though, isn't it?
Oh, isn't that the truth? You know, because we have three boys in South Carolina, Texas, Brazil, you know, and all that kind of thing. But we've often said we would rather have our kids on the other side of the world, in the will of God, than living right next door, out of the will of God.
That's good.
Or Ruth has often said, I'd rather have them on the other side of the world in the will of God than in the county jail, right where we live.
Right.
I said, oh, well, yeah, okay. I'm going to put it that way. So to know that you are in the will of God, there's just a tremendous peace, isn't there?
There is.
Now, does that mean there are no problems?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. Do you think sometimes folks think that when you're in the will of God, everything just works out? All the doors open up? All the circumstances are just wonderful?
I think there could be a misconception about that, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of times when you are right there in the will of God, Satan is going to be trying even harder to derail you because he doesn't want you to succeed.
Right, right. In fact, if he can derail you right after you make that change, when you don't know anybody and you're just kind of uneasy and that kind mm-hmm. of a thing, that's when it's really easy. Like if you just go off to a Christian college mm-hmm. or you've just taken a new position, a new location, you know, that kind of that. That's when you're really susceptible to discouraging thoughts.
That's good.
And it's kind of like the Macedonian call, you know, for Paul and Silas and the rest of the group there. They were trying to go to Asia, and the Holy Spirit wouldn't let them. Then let's go to Bithynia, and the Holy Spirit wouldn't let them. Then they see the Macedonian vision at night, and they say, so we, you know, determined God wanted us to go to Macedonia, Greece. And so they get over there, and, yeah, they meet some ladies, and Lord opens their hearts. But then they cast a demon out, and then they got thrown in prison and beaten and put in stocks. And, mm-hmm. you know, if circumstances and open doors were the sign of God's will— when they heard the jail door clank, they could have said, you know, Lord, if this is what you had in mind with the Macedonian call, I don't know, because it doesn't sound like the door is really wide open. But,
right.
of course, we know that God had a design that as they would pray and sing, the earthquake would come and then the Philippian jailer would get saved, and his entire household got saved. And the beginning of the Philippian church, which became a fantastic church, was in that way. And God works in strange ways.
He has wonders to perform.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so as we're talking to folks this morning, James, we've got some people that are listening to our broadcast that may be going through some of those strange ways. Maybe not the jail cell, mm-hmm. you know, clanging, but still wondering, Lord, I thought this was your plan, but things don't seem to be working out the way I thought they would. And God mm-hmm. is simply saying, do you trust me? And so as you are now in full-time Christian ministry, goes back to the ordination, that which you gave your life for, I think you also have a burden in the area of a music academy.
Right. I think it's important to continue to work from our youngest folks mm-hmm. upward so mm-hmm. that they learn how to sing and how to play instruments so that they can worship God through those mediums as well. And
right.
would love to see us be able to train kids and even adults in those things.
Mm-hmm. And so to have something like that here at Brookside would be just a real fantastic outreach, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. It would open doors into the community of...
Did you say open
I
doors?
I did. It would open opportunities into the community for
yeah,
us to
yeah.
to reach people in new and fresh ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the last couple of years we've done some of that with sports camps,
mm-hmm.
music camps, art mm-hmm. camps in the mm-hmm. summer and that kind of thing. It's the same idea, isn't
right,
it?
Right, right. It is.
That it's something that of having a ministry in your own community.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many times we may have church buildings that have steeples on them, but as a church, we can be so invisible.
Right.
Our neighbors can drive right by our church buildings. And sometimes when you're inviting folks out around the community and they say, well, where is this church you're inviting me to? And you tell them, well, it's just north of Capitol on Pilgrim Road, and it's just right on the right-hand side. And they go, I drive up Pilgrim all the time. I don't remember seeing. And you're going, oh, great. So, you know, having a ministry in people's homes is really the best thing to do.
And especially when it comes to children, people will come out to see children perform much more than the adults.
Oh, so for sure.
Reaching the world through kids is always a wonderful way to
grandparents will definitely come, won't
That's
they?
That's true. That's
from
true.
Long distances.
Yes.
And my hand is up. You know? I understand that. Well, we're certainly glad to have you on staff, and it's a joy to have you and Andrea and the kids.
Thank you.
And we just want to join our hearts together as a staff and as church members to reach out into the community of Brookside and Menominee Falls and all the other subdivisions around here to let people know Jesus is alive and he's still changing lives. Well, folks, join us the next time. Thank you so much. May God bless you.